As this election cycle thankfully nears its end, we often hear the word reality, as when one candidate keeps saying things that are make-believe. So, in American politics, or in science, or nutrition, how important is reality? Astronomers dealt with this problem in the late 19th century, when some observers claimed to see canals on Mars and aliens on the Moon. They brought up a valid dilemma. You never want to be too closed to new ideas, even far-out ones. And yet, truth-seeking requires skepticism. We each draw our own line to decide when we've carried open-mindedness too far so that it crosses over into gullibility. By cherry-picking the data, anyone can distort reality and create whatever results they're fishing for. A much greater crime is to deliberately assert an obvious falsehood. But at least with issues like the economy, an audience can find the truth if they wish to do a search. More troubling are excursions from reality that cannot be disproved with a few clicks on Google. For example, one friend insists that this election is rigged because Donald Trump is actually working for Hillary Clinton and will throw the election. How do you disprove such a thing? Perhaps 15% of the population believes in various government conspiracy theories. According to a recent poll, some 12 million Americans believe that reptilian overlords rule our country, and President Obama is one of them. These alien shape-shifting lizards also control Congress. That survey showed that 7% think the moon landing was a hoax. Obviously, parallel realities are unfolding in the minds of those around us. It goes even deeper, because we may be dealing with dreams within dreams. My most recent book, co-authored with Dr. Robert Lanza, claims to prove scientifically that death does not actually exist, and that the universe is a single eternal being, because consciousness is correlative with nature. Many would call that thesis delusional. And that being so, who am I to shoot down the lizard people? For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.